Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. He joins us now here on the Mid-Morning Market Report. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
It's been a rough couple of days in Chicago for the livestock. What's been the problem in that marketplace?
Well, I think as far as one end of it goes, and basically the big snowstorm that sort of kept things on the East Coast from really consuming beef or pork at the restaurants and everything along the way, that hurt things immensely that way. And, you know, we've been getting a lot of heavy cattle in lately, above weights, and, we're maybe only slaughtering so many head, but they're maybe 200 to 300 pounds heavier than what the packer's been wanting them. And that's added a lot of extra inventory of beef to the market, and the beef prices sort of taking it on the year because of that, the cutout. So that's what's happened. I think we're sort of stabilizing here today. We're down, but not near as drastic as we were yesterday. As we look at the deferred months, April's only down about 45 right now.
So that market, you are hopeful, I suppose, that will settle down. How about USDA's report today from the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates? Any expectations that it will change things for the grains market very much?
Well, this is generally a snoozer report. It's generally one they don't even hardly worry about. But, there's definite feeling out there that we're going to decrease the exports probably in corn and wheat here today. Just looking at the idea that, we're way behind on the wheat. There's wheat all over. There's none really moving out of the U.S. And the corn being, our numbers are so far behind last year and where we're looking at. Whether they'll take some off the beans also, but, what will they do anything with South American numbers as far as for the world numbers on this report? It's going to be very interesting to see if they change any of that.
Now, those who are interested in seeing those numbers, they're due out at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time, and they will be posted to our website as soon as I can get them up. That usually happens really pretty quickly on my Twitter account, which you can follow on your phone if you want, at Commodity Week or other places. Or you can just go to willag.org. I've already embedded the account there, and we'll update it. Also, our USDA reports page will update, and the tables are on the homepage at willag.org at the moment. So as quickly as I can get those numbers in to the tables, you'll see them show up automatically. But the most quick that I can get them out is through the Twitter account. Again, you can visit willag.org and see all of those numbers. The other thing we've got coming up and that we just posted to the website so that folks can buy their tickets is the All-Day Ag Outlook in the month of March. You and I think, will be the only two, well, you actually will be the only one that's been to all of them. Isn't that right, Wayne?
When I make it this year, I'll be the only one that's been to all of them, I think.
Well, so far, you're the only one who's made them all. You've got
so,
the record.
It's been a lot of fun over the years. I'm sure we could find a few participants in the crowd that have been there, everyone, too. But, as far as the rest of us, that way, it's a great thrill. It was a great tradition that you and Charlie started back years ago, and I think it's still a great tradition and a wonderful day of learning.
Yeah, the very first one daytime event was in 1991, so a long, long time ago now. The All-Day Ag Outlook's been around for a long time. For those of you who have not been, we have 12 of our regular analysts. You hear them on the air all the time, including Greg Johnson, Aaron Curtis, Matt Bennett, Chuck Shelby, Alan Dearden, Bill Gentry, Martin, Pete Manhart, Bill Mayer, Kurt Kimmel, Dan Zwicker, Mike Zuzulo, and of course Wayne Nelson, all there for the All-Day Ag Outlook. We'll also hear about the weather forecast from Eric Snodgrass, who's on Friday afternoons now with us. He's from Agrible. And we'll take a close look at ways that you can control production costs, the do's and don'ts, really, of controlling production cost. Emerson Nafziger from right here on campus will be there. Gary Schnitke will be there. And Brian Young will be there. Brian's a weed scientist over at Purdue. So this should be a really good day, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. If you want to buy tickets, you can do that online right now at willag.org. You can do it at 11 o'clock when you go there to see what happened to the USDA reports. Or you can call this number, 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. I know I've spent quite a little bit of time this morning talking about this, but frankly, and Wayne, you can tell me this is the case or not. Really, before USDA reports on the morning of, there's just not much to talk about as we wait out what the report numbers are going to look like.
Yeah, I mean, basically along the way, it's old news until 11 o'clock today, and then we're going to find out what happens because everybody's had the estimates for a week or so now. We've traded those. We've looked and seen, the funds sold into this yesterday, and we saw a little bit of short covering earlier, just a little, about an hour ago this morning, and now we're settling down, just waiting on the numbers. And I think the big thing is looking ahead to that big March meeting. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one other item. Is there anything in the outside markets? I talked to, do you remember Tommy Schuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I spoke with Tommy Schuff yesterday for just a little bit. He's awfully concerned about the outside markets and, in fact, the European banks. Have we heard anything about problems there?
Yeah, the Deutsche Bank was told it might not be able to make all of its bond payments. They did make their payments. There was some problem with one of the banks in Italy that didn't do all those. We're a lot worried that the big banks could see some defaults in the energy financing along the way. And there's some of these, you know, that are very heavily involved in financing energy things. You know, they were looking at Chesapeake Energy, is that there's a possibility that they could file bankruptcy. They're $10 billion in debt. So the big banks have 1% to 6% exposure to the oil debt. So, you know, that could be something that really does affect the solvency of a lot of the big banks.
Yeah, so Deutsche Bank, unlike in the United States where we had the Federal Reserve and a whole bunch of things that could step in and manage some of this process and did, Europe doesn't really have a centralized system that can manage in the same way the United States did. So it'll be interesting to watch and see what the tipping points might be.
It's going to be very interesting. Also, one of the things we talk about, the energy, I think that the storage of oil at the Cushing area there, and they're getting just about full, and they've never been clear full, and it doesn't give them room to move around and meet the WTI standards on the delivery process. So, but the, you know, crude oil, the overproduction is mounting up.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon, go through all the numbers from the USDA reports. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.
That, of course, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. He joins us on this Tuesday morning. It's the 9th day of February to take a look at the marketplace. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Do come to our website at willag.org. You can buy your tickets to the All-Day Ag Outlook. If you'd like to on the site, you can dial in right now if you want at 800-898-1065 and just tell them you'd like to purchase tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook, or you can do it online, again, willag.org, and visit there at 11 o'clock Central Time. We'll update all the numbers from the United States Department of Agriculture's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. This is WILL, Illinois Public Media.